Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. It's a beautiful day in Texas, and we were just playing all about that base, and so I just hope everybody feels good enough to shake it a little bit. Like the tune, like the pep of the song. Not sure what all the words mean, but the energy is there, and that's what I hope today, to get everybody's energy up and tell them about calcium bentonite clay. We do have quite a few questions in queue, so I'm going to skip over to the question page. Alara Marcus Jones has a question. She says, hello, I have long suspected I have hypothyroidism, and I discovered I don't have the autoimmune Hoshimoto. I do have low basal body temperature and have been told I might have a slight case of it, so I would like to know the possible effect of this kind of issue, as I have trouble losing weight. My hair falls out very easily. I experience constipation. Thanks for your feedback. Well, good news is I have several testimonies of people with hypothyroidism. They started drinking the clay, doing an occasional poultice on their liver, taking a clay bath every now and then, which is good for all of us to detox. And she was started with 3 ounces three times a day, gradually built up, like each day she added another ounce, and got up to where she was drinking 8 ounces four times a day. Now, they had told her she would have to take medicine for her thyroid the rest of her life and might have to have it removed. Well, after 4 months of taking it, she had remarkable results. They couldn't find any problem with her thyroid anymore. She had energy. She had healed her colon. She had gotten rid of cysts on her liver and gotten a tapeworm out of her liver drinking the clay. So I definitely recommend drinking the clay. A poultice is the clay mud, the mask. You can buy it as the mask. It's about the consistency of pudding, and you put it thickly over your liver area. You can look on the internet and find out where your liver is. It's slightly under the right rib cage, and cover it with some saran wrap and leave it on there for an hour to 2 hours of the first few days. And, you know, if you do well with it and it doesn't tire you out or anything, after about 3 days you can put it on and leave it all night. It's really good to stimulate the liver. The liver gets clogged up and it works so hard it just doesn't work at peak performance. It's sort of like adding an additive to your engine oil. It helps cleanse the liver and activate it and stimulates it. So I would recommend doing that. She also asked, could distilled water be used with clay? I've heard distilled cleanses out the minerals in your body. No, distilled water has minerals. Well, it may not have minerals in the water. The worst thing about distilled water is that it's acidic. You could mix it with the clay, and the clay is going to balance it, but I just rather have a good filtered spring water, or filtered water of some sort. Funny, the clay seems to correct the water and bring it into balance. So, you know, everybody's buying these machines and filters that'll get the pH of the water up, and you can make water, but it'll only stay for about 3 days, and then it loses its structure. The beauty of clay is you can put a little half teaspoon of clay into a pitcher of water and stir it up, and it will keep that charge. It will keep the pH. Gina in Baltimore. Can clay be used for earaches? Human, I have a dull ache in my right ear frequently. My dog, an English bulldog, constantly has ear and yeast infections. If yes, how? Yes, for humans, I would put the clay mass, the mud that I was talking about, behind the ear, down the jawline, and around in front of the ear. Just kind of outline the bottom part of your ear and bring it down to that gland under the neck. put it on, you know, like you're doing a facial. You want to cover the skin nicely and let it dry. And then leave it on after it dries for a while, and it'll really pull and open up that ear. As far as your dog, you might want to take a little of the mask on a Q-tip and kind of clean his ears out. I would definitely give him some in his food. For an English bulldog, you can give like 2 teaspoons of the clay mask and stir it into their food, wet or dry food. But you never want to feed him the dry powder clay. You always want it hydrated, or, you know, if you're giving him something like the gravy stuff that makes its gravy, you can pour 1 ounce of the liquid over it, or just 2 teaspoons of the hydrated clay into their food and stir it in, and they'll eat it. It's going to be good for them, help their hair coat, it gets rid of internal parasites, they'll have more energy. It's just as good for pets as it is for humans, so definitely share that with your dog. Dan in Winnipeg, I have been reading about clay internally, however, I'm concerned with high iron levels. Dan, I think I've answered you a couple of times on different emails. The only minerals that you get from clay are calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. These are in very small amounts. The rest of the minerals are bound and stay inside the clay particle. They're tightly structured and bound together by oxygen molecules. And it takes either extreme acid or extremely high temperature for a period of time to break any of those loose. The temperature in your body and the acids in your body are not strong enough to break them loose. Gina in Baltimore. Does living clay ever expire or lose its effectiveness, lose its electric charge? If so, how long is it good for? You know, it's 43 million years old, so I think it's good for a whole lot longer. It will probably outlive us. You want to store it correctly, and there is a article about storing your clay on the About Clay site and at livingclayco.com. You don't want to store it next to chemicals or gasoline like in your garage, because clay is an absorbent. It picks up odors. Don't put it under the sink with a lot of chemicals and cleaning things, but just put it in the pantry. The liquid clay I've left for 3 months. It was fresh as the day I've made it. I've made the hydrated clay and had a jar that I had in my bathroom for 3 years, and it took 3 years before it started smelling kind of musty, and I kind of used it for decorative purposes, but every now and then I dip in it and use it, and I'm sure over the years I got some bacteria in it, and if it starts smelling musty, you know it's old. But if you use it, it's not going to go bad on you. It'll probably outlive us all. As Gina also said, I have headaches often. I've noticed that I frequently get a headache after taking the living clay. Is that, my typing ran off the page. I'm assuming that is a side effect of living clay doing its job. Is that a reasonable assumption? If you've just been taking it a few days, your detox reactions are generally within 3 to 4 to 5 days, and after that the body adjusts to the clay and it's gone. It could be if you're prone to headaches, sometimes that's what clay brings up, and you said you suffer from often. I would put the clay mask over the area of the headache, maybe take a clay bath. Clay baths are very good for migraine headaches. So I know oftentimes you have a headache and you don't have time you don't want to go around with a mask all over your face in the daytime and take a clay bath. It could be that it's triggering a blood pressure response as it's trying to adjust to your body, in which case you can put the clay mask on the inside of your arm from your elbow to your armpit on that fleshy part of the arm and put it on kind of thickly and wrap some saran wrap around it and leave it on. You can put your clothes on it and wear it to work. and that should bring your blood pressure down. You can see if that has any effect on it. It's not on. A headache is a typical detox reaction, but I just don't know how long you've been taking it. If you've been taking it 2 weeks, you're beyond that point. Leanne in Birmingham, is it safe to take clay internally for an extended period of time? Does it pull minerals and vitamins out of the body? There have been research studies that it does not pull minerals and vitamins out of the body. It actually adds to it. The dominant mineral in clay is silica, and silica is used for building good bones and teeth. You don't get the minerals in clay as a, you don't take it as a mineral supplement. You get some calcium, potassium, magnesium, and sodium, but they're in small amounts and not enough for a daily minimum requirement. But they have done research with rats and have shown that it doesn't pull minerals from their body or bones. Now, I've been taking it for 20 years, and I'm 76 years young, and I do very well. The last time I had my bone density test, I was in the green. And when I had my teeth checked, my dentist said my bone density was so good I should keep my teeth till I'm 102. And I attribute all of that to clay because I brush my teeth with it as well as drinking a couple of times a month, two or three times, maybe once a week. I will pack my gums with clay just to keep any bacteria from getting lodged down into them and to tighten them. And it's good for your teeth just brushing them with it. So you can take it indefinitely. You do not get addicted to clay. You can stop at any time. When you stop, it has a lingering effect because it's totally balanced your body. So you're going to still feel good for a while. And if you start going downhill and not having your energy and things, it's because you're taking on toxins and it's kind of slowing the gear work. So pick up your clay and get started again. It's always good for you. It doesn't destroy body organs. It works on the whole body, and you get a lot of energy from clay, this electromagnetic energy that's in the clay. It's not like a caffeine high. You don't vibrate. It's just that you feel good and feel like doing things, which to me is the best kind. My friend Elaine, how to administer clay to try and lower cholesterol? You'd have to do that by drinking it. And there are two types of cholesterol, hereditary and the kind we intake with our eating and our diet. If I know I'm going to eat something high in cholesterol, I'll drink a little clay right before I eat it or right afterwards. You really need to drink the clay on a daily basis, and I would say 2 to 3 ounces, 2 to 3 times a day, depending on how high it is, and monitored it. We have had several people that it's lowered the cholesterol. If it's hereditary, there's a possibility it won't lower it, but it's worth a try. We have one lady that was very athletic. She was a fitness instructor, and she lowered her cholesterol 100 points after drinking the clay. So, that's all I know about that. Susan in Canada. Could bentonite be the new antibiotic for super bugs? I'm a true believer in clay and have seen work in for C. differensis, which was caused by clindamycin. I can't pronounce these words very good. I never put anything past the clay. I know it works on the MRSA virus. It works on viruses. Clay, not being a drug, the body doesn't build up a resistance, or the bacteria or the viruses, they don't build up a resistance to the clay. The clay pulls them in and cuts them off from their supply. So it takes them out of their acid environment a lot of times. And since clay has a 9.7 pH, They need that acid environment to thrive in and reproduce and be productive, and the clay cuts that off. And if it's in the digestive system and it captures it, it literally carries it out of the body. It works very good for the digestional C. differentis, if I'm saying that right. It's a bad bacteria that gets in the gut and really takes over things. Anytime you have severe issues with the intestinal tract, your colon, ulcers, irritable bowel, leaky gut, Crohn's disease, once you start drinking, build up and drinking the 8 ounces 3 times a day, do that for about 4 months and then get rechecked, because it's amazing what it can do for your colon. I think I've talked every week since I met Marg Lonsdale about her experience with her colon, and they were threatening to remove most of it and maybe possibly put her on a bag. It was so bad. She had Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel, some polyps, all this stuff going on, and an obstruction in her colon. So she started drinking the clay, was drinking it, the 8 ounces 3 times a day for 4 months. Her thyroid, her hyperthyroidism cleared up, her anemia cleared up. Her colon, when they finally had to operate for the obstruction, the doctors were just amazed, because she had gone from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old. There were no signs of the conditions that they had, you know, were concerned about in her, the Crohn's, the irritable bowel, the leaky gut, the ulcerative colitis. All of that had cleared up. So, if you think you have a superbug, get on clay, start taking it, taking a clay bath. The baths are so good for detoxing. When our bodies get plugged up with toxins, which come in every form and bombard us daily, when they build up, and the liver and the kidney cannot get them out, filtered out of the body quick enough, they get stored in the body, and over time they build up and they cause an energy loss in the body, which weakens the immune system, and then we get sick at every turn and catch everything that comes along, because our immune system is out of balance. So if you consistently drink the clay, take a few clay baths, you're going to stay really feeling good. The beauty of a bath is you get down in there and you can get your body pretty much under the water with the clay. And it can work on your lymph glands as well. So it stimulates the lymph glands, the liver, the kidney. It detoxes. It pulls the toxins out through the pores of the skin. If you've never detoxed, you want to take 2 a day for 3 months, 2 clay baths a day, using a cup of clay. And there's a video on aboutclay.com. If you go to clay info and scroll to the bottom of the page, there's a video there on how to mix it for the bath. You want to mix it in a blender so you get all the lumps out, and that way it's safe for your pipes, and it works better that way too. You just want to be sure and wash your blender blades off. I always put the water in and then the clay, and that way the clay doesn't get stuck on the blades. So, okay, Nim in Calgary. Hi, Perry. My name is Nim, calling from Calgary, Canada. Thank you very much for the useful information. Question, I am new to this clay healing. Is bentonite safe to use internally and externally on pregnant women? Question 2, is it safe to use on dark under eye circles? Question 3, is it safe to use on periods? Thank you kindly. I'll be buying your product next time. Okay, yes, it's very good for pregnant women. Pregnant women were the first clay eaters. The Aborigine women would crave the clay and would seek it out. I don't know what, there was something about it that they craved. They knew it would help the body. The thing about taking it internally and externally is you want to make sure it's a pure, clean clay and that it's been tested for purity. There's some clays that are just for external use, the Aztec clay, and they recommend using it with vinegar. if you have to use vinegar in there, I'm worrying about the strength of that clay. I think the clay, if you have a clay as a standalone is more than enough. And when you put the clay on as a mask, you want to let it dry, and you want to feel it tighten and pull. And then you want to, you know, touch it, and you don't want it to just fall into powder and fall off. You want it to stay there. It's kind of like a little layer of thin layer of concrete on your face. You have to rehydrate it and wet it to take it off. So you want to make sure the company tests their clay for purity and that it is recommended for internal use. Question two, is it safe to use on dark under the eye circles? Yes. Oftentimes I take some clay mask and I put it on one of the cotton makeup pads and I hold it up to my eye and I do one eye at a time for about 15 minutes. Then I wash it off and generally I get some white stringy stuff coming out and it sort of opens your tear ducts and keeps you from having dry eyes. Sometimes I take the liquid clay and saturate the pad and just stick it up to my eyes and do the same thing. So you can try either one of those for your eyes, I think, for what you're doing. And then at bedtime, you can take the clay and just put a thin layer under your eyes and over that dark area and let it dry and sleep with it on. Question three, is it safe to use on periods? You can drink it during your periods, yes. You don't want to use it as a poultice over your stomach during your periods. Before and afterwards, you can do that if you want, but not during your periods. So taking it internally during your periods is fine. And enjoy that, and congratulations on that pregnancy. My friend Carol in Chicago. Hi, I'm doing liquid 4 ounces 3 times a day, but I'm drinking it with carrot juice up to 6-8 ounces. Is it okay? This is for GI problems. I would say if your GI problems are getting better, it's okay. If they're not, you may need to take it as a standalone. I don't see any problem with adding it to juices and smoothies, though. It dilutes a little bit, but not that much. So you can go up to 8 ounces of clay and mix it in a little there if your GI problems continue. But, you know, if you take a good amount, if you're not getting the results you want, adding it to juices, try taking it alone. It really doesn't have that much of a taste. I know when you're drinking a lot of it, it seems like, will you ever get it down? Sometimes I feel that way just trying to down a whole glass of milk. You know, we sip on things, and clay's not really a sipping thing because of the chalkiness. So just play around with it and see how you do with that. Good questions today. Natasha in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. I bet you're cold up there. I want to do a full body cleanse. Can the clay help? Clay detox help me? Yes, you can. Drinking it will cleanse you internally. It will cleanse the lower colon. It'll pull out old fecal matter. If you're prone to constipation, the clay is either going to help you. You're going to start noticing you're having 3 good bowel movements a day, or you may continue to be constipated. Sometimes when you're doing the colon cleanse, it pulls out old putrefied, dark, stinky fecal matter that's been lodged in the crevices of your colon. And when it's pulled out, that stops up the plumbing. So you'll need to take whatever you use to keep your janitorial services working. I recommend over-the-counter magnesium oxide tablets, 250 milligrams. Don't get the gel caps, get the tablets. Look on the back, and it should say magnesium oxide. You can get them at the drugstore, the grocery store. They're just over-the-counter. You can take, you know, 1 twice a day, 2 twice a day, whatever you need. You can cut them in half so you can adjust your needs. They're not harsh like a laxative, but it definitely helps you go. So to do the internal cleanse, you want to drink the clay, and I would do between 4 and 8 ounces. and do that for at least 21 days. This is going to get rid of parasites, the eggs they leave behind. It's just going to help the whole body. You may want to stay at that level. The clay baths for a detox are wonderful. Before you get in a bath, take some of the clay mass, put it under your arms and any places on your body that you really need to stimulate. You may want to put some over your liver area or your colon area or your kidneys, and just stand for a little while and leave it on there, and then get into your clay bath. And that's just a little extra boost for cleaning. For detoxing toxins stored in your body, you'll need to take 2 clay baths a week for at least 3 months. Now, we don't know exactly at what point the detoxing is complete. We've had so many people do it and said they were checked in 3 months and they were heavy metal free and they had checked their blood work was good. And so we kind of use 3 months, but it might be at 2 months. Everybody is different, but go by how you feel and how your energy is. Natasha always also says, after giving birth September of last year, I had a major RA flare-up, so the doctor put me on steroid, but he's tapering me off. I gain so much weight and feel sluggish every day to the point I'm falling asleep. How can clay help me? Well, if RA is rheumatoid arthritis, you can get off those steroids and you can just start drinking clay. Drinking clay and putting clay over the knees or the joints, the areas where the inflammation is. If you put the clay mask on, it helps pull out the excess fluid. It pulls out the inflammation. And drinking it helped dissolve the arthritic buildup in those joints. We have several people with rheumatoid arthritis that just drinking the clay helped them. I know I had it in my thumb pretty bad. My mother did, and I was getting aware in the wintertime. My thumb ached, particularly if I used my hands a lot. And when I started drinking the clay regularly, all that went away. And I can't open every jar, but I do a pretty good job at them. So try that. Caroline, we have a 9-year-old golden retriever that has blood cancer and is bleeding internally. Do you have any suggestions? Yes, ma'am. You start that dog on a tablespoon of the hydrated clay in his food as often as you feed him. It's going to help build his red blood cells. It should help stop internal bleeding. And we'll just see what it does. I had some interesting, I don't like to make claims on cancer, but we've had quite a bit of success with dogs for different things. A tumor on the top of the skin that the clay dissolved. And one was a surgery on the hind leg area, and they thought they had gotten it all, but it was coming back. And then they started using the clay, and it went away. So I would definitely get them on some clay pretty quick and give them 2 tablespoons for that size of a dog and his condition in his food twice a day. If they're a little resistant to taking it, you can mix it with some pumpkin, canned pumpkin, kind of stir it in with the canned pumpkin, and they eat it a little more readily. Once they figure out that it's helping them, somehow the animals seem to like it, and we've had several pets that if their feeder forgets to put the clay in, just sit there and look at the bowl waiting for them to put the clay in. So all good for dogs. And let us know how she does. He does. She does. Golden retrievers are beautiful animals. Nim again in Canada. Hi, Perry. I'm new to this bentonite healing. I bought a jar of bentonite, which turned out to be sodium bentonite. Is it safe for internal use? The brand is Now. Thank you. We'll be buying from you next time. You know, I would use that for clay baths. I had someone call me the other day that had been taking a sodium bentonite, and they were taking quite a bit of it. They were taking 12 tablespoons, and they started getting really nauseous. And I've heard that several times. If you take a good amount, it may make you nauseous, and you're putting a lot of sodium in your body too. So I would use that for topical. Now you can read on the container, and if it says it's safe, and if you, the problem with now is they sell someone else's clay. They're not the source manufacturer, and they have to go by what someone else says, and most of them don't know if it's been laboratory tested, you know, if it's food grade or what. So, yeah, I think I'd use that for external use. Okay. Cheryl in Haven, Kansas. Perry, you said to detox we should take 2 clay baths a day for 2 months. Did you mean 2 clay baths a week? Yes. Sorry about that. I didn't even catch that. Cheryl is my moderator that helps me out and listens to my language when I stumble over my words. Sorry about that. 2 clay baths a week for 2 months, 2 to 3 months, not a day. Sorry about that. Thanks for catching that. All right. Good questions today. Still coming. Anne in Boston. I'm recovering from over 4 months of chronic carbon monoxide poisoning and have had numerous symptoms. I was using diatomaceous earth but recently stopped. For the last 6 months, I've developed very painful and swollen hand joints, knuckles, and I have developed very painful and swollen hand joints, knuckles, and particularly painful. And how might this clay help for this inflammation? I'd like to see you again. Start drinking it. What you need is more oxygen in your system if you had carbon monoxide poisoning. I've had that before. It's really scary. So I would start drinking the clay. I would start with 3 ounces 3 times a day, build up to 4, 6, 8 ounces. Do that for a few months. Diatomaceous earth is good for parasites and some things. We've had a lady the other day who said she had been using the diatomaceous earth. She got our clay and was so thrilled that it was so easy to take compared to the diatomaceous earth. Went down smoother, wouldn't. She said there was just a world of difference, so she quit taking it. Clay is going to help dissolve any painful. It's a natural analgesic. When you put it on top of it, it takes the pain away. Whether it's a burn, an insect bite, arthritis, achiness, just put it on pretty generously. You may have to kind of cover your hands and knuckles in some saran wrap. I would just smother them pretty generously in clay and wrap some saran wrap. You probably have to do one hand at a time so you can function. Wrap it around them, or if you have a good pair of rubber gloves, little thin surgical gloves, you can put the clay in that and stick your hands in. If you fill it too high, when you put your hands in, it's going to squirt out the top. And maybe scotch tape it around your wrist, and you can wear it during the day. I definitely think that would help. Putting it on and letting it dry helps pull the inflammation out. It's going to take the heat out and the inflammation and the swelling, and helps so much with the pain. So let's get over that. Try just the clay alone. You want to get a good one, though, okay? Cassandra in Cincinnati. I don't like to use my expensive edible clays for bath and garden. Do you sell a downgraded clay? Living Clay has a clay they call Pro Clay. It's a garden clay. We don't advertise it because people started taking it for baths and stuff. And it's not a bath clay. You want the edible clay. We don't advertise it because so many people were getting it and just taking it, and it's not, it didn't pass the test for safe use for internal clay. A lot of people use it in their gardens. It's great to mix in with your garden saw. Again, I wouldn't take it for the clay baths. If you could call in, ask for the garden clay, the pro clay. It's not listed on the website, so you have to ask for it. But thank you. It's really good in your gardens and your flower beds. Anytime I put in new plants, I take a handful of the clay and mix it in with the potting soil. And if you have beds and vegetables, you know, mix quite a bit in with a good topsoil. You want a good topsoil to mix it in with, a good compost. If you mix it in with the sandy soil, it's going to, clay and sand make concrete. So you want to put it with a good compost and good topsoil and mix it in, and your plants will just kick booty. We didn't experiment with, we did one bed with clay and one bed without, and the bed with the clay just daylighted the other bed. It was greener, the plants more blooms. It was way ahead in growth of the other bed. And that was 5 years ago, and that one application of clay is still working. So thank you for asking that question, because there are a lot of people that's getting gardening time, and that's a good thing to have. And you might get some and share it with your neighbor. It comes in the 5 gallon buckets, but it's good you can get and share with other people who like to garden. And gardeners always know someone else, right? Okay, Carol, hi, does clay interfere with any meds or supplements taken? It may, and we don't know which ones it does, so not so much the supplements, the vitamins and things. It doesn't bother that, but meds have chemicals in them, and a lot of times the clay sees the chemical as something dangerous and takes it out. So what you do is call your pharmacy. Tell them which medication you're taking. Have them look it up and tell you how long it takes for your body to absorb the clay. Because when you take clay internally, it's not absorbed into the colon wall. It doesn't go into the bloodstream. So once you absorbed it, which may be anywhere from an hour to 2 to 3 hours, then you can take your clay. Supplements, if you want to wait 30 minutes for peace of mind, you can. I get up in the morning, I keep my supplements in the bathroom, I take them, and I take my shower and I get dressed, and then I go in the kitchen and have my clay, and I guess 30 minutes passes. But I don't feel like I'm lacking any of my supplements or vitamins. In fact, ever since I went through menopause and I chose not to get on the estrogen supplements, my doctor told me to take 1,200 milligrams of clay of calcium citrate a day. And so the pills are 600 milligrams, so I take one morning and night. And the last time I had any blood work done, the doctor said I was a little high in calcium. So now I've cut down a little bit. So I'm definitely getting my calcium. It's not depleting any of that. I just don't believe it bothers your supplements, since clay is made up of minerals and vitamins. So, but again, they're not bioavailable to the body, only a little bit of calcium, potassium, magnesium, and sodium. So that's a good question, and everybody needs to know that. Thank you for reminding me to do that. Everybody on this group is just so wonderful, and I love it when you remind me when I kind of forget to mention something. I should say every time you drink liquid clay, do it away from your medications. So thank you for that, Carol. Who would I be without y'all to keep me straight? Natasha in Fort Washington, a follow-up question. With other detox, I was told to eat certain foods. Is there a specific food I have to eat while detoxing? With the clay, no ma'am, the clay just works. If you get it in your body and on your body and you take enough of it, it's going to find a way to work. It balances your acidity, so you don't have to worry about eating acid foods. You're taking enough clay to balance that. And I've never heard of any food that interfered with clay. There are times I like to take it before I eat and after I eat. If I'm going to eat foods that may, you know, fish that may have mercury in it, or Mexican food that's a little too greasy, I always like to drink some clay because it does tend to absorb oil. So you want to take it away from your liquid type oils. Find out kind of how long it takes to absorb them, and then you can take the clay. I think the oils kind of go in pretty quickly. But good question there. Nope, with clay you can detox, and you know, a lot of your detoxing is done in the bathtub, so it doesn't matter what you eat. We all want to eat a good, healthy meal. I think of some of us, I talked to some people, and they've so been struggling with some diseases and things, and they are just eating beyond sterile. And I almost think we're kind of overdoing the perfect. Some of these people whose eyes look kind of hollow and sunk back when they just go all vegetarian or raw foods. And I know they're good and good health in so many ways, but you need to balance your mineral intake and your protein intake. So if you take them, make sure you're getting enough. Talk with a nutritionist who can help you on that. All right. Another one. What supplements do you recommend while using clay? Clay is a funny thing. It taketh and it giveth. If you're deficient in a vitamin, the clay, because it's a catalyst, enzymes in the body attach to the clay particle, and they can actually make amino acids, and from that peptide chains, and from that protein, and from that minerals and vitamins that the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. There is no protein, there's no nutritional value in clay. And yet there was a story of these shrimps that lived in caves in France in little pools of clay water, and that's all they had. And the biologist came along and said, oh no, they can't live in clay and water alone. They're getting no nutrition. We've got to get them out and feed them. And they got them out and they fed them and they died. And they went back and the ones they left there were still thriving. And so they determined that the shrimp had enzymes that were manufacturing what they needed for a sustainable life. And there are articles about clay helping sustain the first life on Earth. At the time that the first cells and oxygen was discovered in the oceans, that's when clay was on the planet. So they think it had something to do with the beginning of life. I never underestimate this stuff. It's absolutely amazing. I guess the supplements you would take would depend on what you think your body needs. If you're older and you're not taking the hormone replacements, you need some calcium. I like to take the glucosamine just for my joints, so they won't, the little bursars will stay healthy and won't wear out between your joints. I don't like the thought of having knee surgery or knee replacements or hip replacements, so I want to keep my joints fluid and working. I also take a one-a-day vitamin for people 50 and older. I'm not even sure what it has. That and the calcium, that's pretty much what I take. So the clay taketh away the bad, and it giveth that you're deficient in that it doesn't even contain. Now, that's just flat-dab phenomenal and amazing to me. But they have proof from those tests with those shrimp. So, and I've always known that in the first studies with clay were done with plants and soils, because clay is a soil. And they determined that the plants have enzymes that could help them absorb what they needed for their growth. And that's why it works so well. It's almost like a fertilizer when you put it in the flower beds. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. Okay, I'm going to go over to the phone page and see if we if we have anyone online that would like to ask a question. If you will press star 2 on your phone, that will open up your line. I cut somebody off last week. They asked a question after I had gone away from the page and I didn't see their line open. So if you press star 2 on your phone, I will open your line and you can ask a question. Well, we have callers today from Waxahachie, Texas, Houston, Iowa, North Carolina, Florida, and Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So nice call-ins today. All right, I have one here. Hello?
Hi there.
Yes.
I'm from Richardson, Texas. And I just had a bypass surgery of my colon because of all the cancer and have an ileostomy.
Oh, I wish we could have gotten to you before you had your surgery. But
yeah.
No regrets. It is what it is. So what is your question?
Well, I was just recommended to at least soaking in the clay and water in the tub.
Yes,
what all I should do.
Okay. How has the surgery healed up already?
No, I'm in the hospital.
Okay. As soon as you get home, you start putting clay mud over that incision. Now, the lady in Canada who had the surgery and they moved 12 inches of her, 10 inches of her colon, she had the clay with her, the mask, and she put it over her incision in the hospital. And then she'd wipe it up off before the doctors came in. She would cover it in plastic. And when she, you know, finally got out and she went back to the doctor for her first checkup, he said, you're 4 months post-op. Your healing is 4 months post-op. I mean, 4 weeks post-op. She was, there I go getting my days and months and weeks mixed up. So she was 4 weeks ahead of the healing cycle. It takes the inflammation out, the heat out, and it helps repair those nerves that have been cut, and it also helps keep from you building up scar tissue. So I'd use it that way as soon as you can. The clay baths would be very good. I think it would be good to drink the clay and keep, you know, what you have cleaned out, because when you drink the clay, it starts in the mouth working, and it balances your pH, and it, you know, goes through, and it does a lot of things for your intestines, and you have a lot of that removed, but the upper part is still valuable.
Okay.
So I would definitely do those three things.
Okay. I don't think they stuck with me. Can I email with you later?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Okay.
Do you have my email address?
Well, I just have your website.
Okay, if you go to livingclaybook.com, that will give you my phone number and my email address and everything.
Living
Clay Book. Living Clay Book. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and good luck with that recovery.
Thank you.
All right, any other calls? Star 2, if you have a question you'd like to ask. I am going to go back over and see if we have any more questions. And we do. It's been a good question day. Natasha said, thank you for answering all my questions, ordering my clay today. Good. I think you'll have great results and really love the clay. Everybody does. And Kelsey in West Palm Beach, my dog's been very ill with irritable bowel syndrome and reoccurring pancreatitis. She is on a lower dosage of steroid for GI inflammation, thyroid pill, and benzopril, and inhibitor to reduce pressure on the kidneys related to the loss of protein in her urine. Could clay help her sensitive GI tract, and how may I try it? Yes, darling, I'd definitely do that. I would get your dog on clay. I would get the clay mask and give him, I need to know what size dog he is. If he's this sick, he needs a good generous. I'd give him, if it's a small dog, a tablespoon of the mask in his food with each meal. If he's a larger dog, you can give her 2 tablespoons. Even if he's a tiny dog, I think I'd go with 1 tablespoon. They can take more. You know, what's not used is just going to pass out. So we're learning that more is better for healing, particularly with something in the gut. I believe I have a dog testimonial about a dog with pancreatitis. So I'm going to try to catch your email address here and see if I can find that and look you up and do that. You'll have to call your doctor and ask, you know, how long it takes to absorb these other things. I don't think that it's going to hurt the thyroid pill. You can probably just start giving him the thyroid, and that's going to clear up the thyroid condition. If you know where his kidneys are, you could put clay mask over the kidneys and kind of wrap some saran wrap around them if he won't tear it off and try to swallow it. You'll have to look for pets and see where the kidneys are located on him. A direct application would be good, but definitely get him on drinking it. And I'll see if I can find that testimonial and send it to you. And we don't like our puppies ill, so let's get this puppy well. Thank you for asking. And them in Calgary again, thank you for answering all my many questions. You're generous and wonderful. Lastly, can I use my now sodium brand clay directly as a poultice? Yes. Externally would be fine. Yeah. And if it says on there you can drink it, you can try it. I just don't think it'll be effective as a really good calcium bentonite. I hate to talk against clays. I know there's some really good ones out there. I've just gotten so many comments on the sodiums that they seem to be a gooey mixture, kind of plastic-like, a different consistency, and there's somewhat different reactions. A lot of people think just because they swell that's going to do the trick, but there's more to it than that. So you may use it as a poultice. And thank you for all your questions. And thank all of you, and have a wonderful day. I'm going to take one more look at the phone lines. Any questions? *2, this is your chance. If not, I'm going to say bid you adieu. Have a wonderful weekend and rest of the week. And if you haven't done it, go drink some clay. And don't be bashful about using clay. If it hurts, put clay on it. Thank you for listening in and appreciate your input. This is Perrier signing out.